Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Hi, thanks for tuning in. This is Sarah, aka Sarah is Loading, and you are listening to Zero Dark Nerdy.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Zero Dark Nerdy, the world's most notorious pop culture podcast.
The filthiest of the filthy!
Brought to you by Four Saints Brewing out in Asheboro, North Carolina. Great beer for great people. Be sure to check out their website, foursaintsbrewing.com. And, of course, brought to you by betonline.ag, your number one place for sports betting action, as well as the Believe Podcast Network. This is your boy, Brian, a.k.a. El Nino, and today I'm joined with...
Ryan Saber, Captain Cleveland Browns, Cavs, Guardians, CLE Tladdy.
Let's get into it. We are doing our annual movie anniversaries, little freestyle slash mini episode. A lot of anniversaries this year. A lot of movies celebrating 10, 15, 20, 25, 30-year anniversaries. Sabe and I are just going to kind of go through a few of them. You know, I'll be sure to kind of rattle off a little bit of the list. If I were to do the whole list, that'd be a two-hour episode you probably got to listen to. We're trying to make it nice and small for you. And, you know, just go over some of our favorites. I mean, there's a lot of classics out there. And a lot of them that just make us feel really old, because I can't believe some of them are coming up on 25 and 30 year anniversaries.
Yeah, for sure.
So just, you know, kind of based on the list, let me just kind of go down a few here. And again, I don't want to go down all of them. You know, in regards to 10 year anniversaries, two of the big ones are Drive, which to me is a super underrated movie with our boy
Ryan Gosling.
Great soundtrack to me, great film. I mean, he probably has maybe four lines in the entire movie, but, to me, that's the original.
He doesn't talk.
It's the original Baby Driver film, in my opinion. And then Captain America, the First Avenger, not one of my favorites. I don't think it's really one of the Zero Dark Nerdy's favorites, but
I like it.
You know, it was a good intro story, And then we got 15 year anniversaries for movies like Crank, Idiocracy, which it feels like present day. We don't have to get into 2000 years ahead of the future to see how far ahead this movie was in, ahead of its time. V for Vendetta, Talladega Nights, 20 year anniversaries for movies like Training Day, Memento, Ocean's 11, 25 year anniversaries for classics like Happy Gilmore, Fargo, The Rock, Independence Day, That Thing You Do, Tom Hanks' directorial debut. And then 30-year anniversaries, and this is where I really start to feel my age. We're talking New Jack City, Terminator 2, Judgment Day, Boys in the Hood, Point Break, Hook, and then 40-year anniversaries, Raiders of the Lost Ark, and American Werewolf in London, and Halloween 2. We're back and better than ever. A new web interface for the start of the basketball season and more props, odds, and lines than ever before. BetOnline remains your number one spot for all basketball and football action this season. Head to the new updated desktop or mobile website to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEVE50 to receive your bonus. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports. BetOnline, where the game starts.
So, Sable, you know, what are some of your top ones that come to mind on this list here? I know I didn't go through them all, but you got the list in front of you. So what are some of your favorites here?
Yeah, there's certainly a lot. What I'll do is, I guess I'll just run through a couple. And we'll kind of go oldest to newest.
Sure.
I'll go back to the 30-year anniversary. Look, there's a couple on this list. What About Bob? That
classic.
It's an absolute classic. But the three that stick out to me on this, look, all of them, you know, New Jack City, Nino Brown, Wesley, you know, was great. Chris Rock was in that movie. Boys in the Hood, obviously, you know, all time great. But the three that stick out the most to me are What About Bob, Point Break, and Hook. So those are sort of like the three, and I guess I'll pick one of them. I'm going to go with Hook. Okay. I think Hook was the one of the 30 years that I fucking loved that movie mm-hmm. when I was a kid. You got Dustin Hoffman, who plays Captain Hook. Bob Hoskins, who R.I.P. Bob Hoskins, who mm-hmm. played Smee. You've got, you know, obviously Robin Williams, who plays the Peter Pan character, who has gone away from Neverland. He's grown up, and the whole movie is this effort to get him not only back to Neverland, but, you know, Captain Hook steals his kids. Julia Roberts plays Tinkerbell, but to get him back, get him to remember who he was. You know, he's got to learn how to fly. It's just a very touching story. It's very heartwarming. Obviously, Rufio, you know, the guy who comes and takes over and takes the sword. And there's these very two moments of that movie that really stick out to me that, you know, make me a little bit emotional, because I remember back when I was a kid and how excited I got when the little kid is, when Peter Pan is, or when Robin Williams is kind of going through the whole, they don't think he's really Peter Pan, and they have this food fight or whatever. And mm-hmm. or no, when he first gets there and nobody believes that he's actually Peter Pan.
Right.
And the little kid is like pushing on his face right. and he pushes it back all the way. And he's like, oh, there you are, Peter. And from that point, like, everybody's working with him to get him back to being Peter Pan. And then they have the food fight scene, him and Rufio go at it, you know, and he's like, you are Pan the Man. He gets down on one knee and he gives him his sword back. Like, that movie, you know, it's fucking great. Obviously, Robin Williams isn't with us anymore. You know, so that's tough, but
yeah,
it's, look at me. I'm the one getting yeah. emotional
yeah.
this time. You know, it just takes me back. So
no, it's great memories. And honestly, it's one of those things. What I love about this story, you know, it's us as now that we're adults, we saw this movie 30 years ago as kids, and we're like, you know, just, wow, you know, what a cool take on this. But you sit here and watch it. Yeah, and I watched it recently, I think maybe 2 weeks ago. And it, I mean, it means so much more to me now, you know, not just
yeah.
not just being a dad, but as an adult. And, you know, it's so many metaphors that we didn't notice when we were little. You know, it's like learning to fly again. Really, it's
yeah.
learning to be a kid again.
Yeah, I mean, as you get older, so, man, and you get into your life, and I mean, we all fall victim to it. You know, you've got your career, you got everything. The days turn into weeks, turn into months, turn into years. You're just in these, you know, and it resonates so much more. And obviously when you were a kid, you liked it for one reason. And now that you're older, you appreciate it so much more. And
yeah
you know, look at me. I'm the one that got a little choked up on this one.
Hey,
I'm getting soft in my old age.
Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that, man.
All right. So let's move on. Let's move on from that.
Before we move on, big shout outs to my dad. Just celebrated his 60th birthday. And big shout out to the Hernandez family. We are all big fans of Hook, and to my sisters out there, Rufio. So yeah, I'm really glad you talked about Hook. One of mine, I will say, I'm glad you said, what about Bob? What about Bob is a phenomenal film. You got Bill Murray, Richard Dreyfuss. And again, one of those films to where as a kid, yeah, it's
the funny. The same kid is that plays Jack yes. is Dr. Leo Marvin's son in that movie.
That's right. Yeah. Great tie into that. So it's one of those things to where, you know, when you're a kid, you're just watching like a funny Bill Murray movie. But as you get older, though, it's like, wow, you know, we all have issues. We all have problems. Bill Murray, you know, he's doing the baby step thing, baby stepping down the stairs, babies, you know, and he's finally driven his prior psychologist so crazy that they pretty much move out of town and quit the business. And they put him on the new doctor, Dr. Leo Marvin, and the adventures that they have. And it's something that my family quotes on a regular basis. It's one of my dad's favorite movies, if not his favorite movie.
And I mean, just so many one-liners, just when he's eating the chicken at the table, just and I mean, how he's driving Dr. Richard Marvin crazy, but he's also finding himself and getting better at the same time.
So at the beginning of the movie, you know, he's here and Dr. Leo Marvin's on top of the world. He's got the book, da da da, the family. And as you know, they reverse to at the end, you know, Richard Dreyfuss' character fucking goes crazy. And, you know, it's, yeah, I mean, it's obviously a comedy, but, you know, it's certainly makes a lot of sense.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And, you know, again, everything from I'm sailing, and just when he first shows up, Dr. Leo Marvin, he's just screaming it.
Dr. Leo Marvin.
Dr. Leo Marvin. It's so good. If you've not seen What About Bob, please go check it out. This is the only knock on my brother-in-law at all, who I love very, very dearly. Respected fireman, and not just fireman. He is a lieutenant getting ready to be captain here soon. Literally got an award last month for pulling someone out of a fire. So not only someone near and dear to all of our hearts, you know, the Hernandez family is very close with Saba and everybody else on Zero Dark Nerdy. He is a gem. Him and my sister are high school sweethearts. I don't want to get into their life story, but he's phenomenal. He just doesn't get What About Bob. And you know, a lot of people don't. And it just happens. But if you are a fan of Bill Murray and have not checked out What About Bob from his earlier works, please do so.
We love you, bro. We ain't going to hold it against you, I promise.
Exactly. Exactly. He's out there saving lives. I can't.
He's a fucking hero, for Christ's sake.
No shit.
From visionary filmmaker M. Night Shyamalan comes the chilling and mysterious thriller, Old. When a family discovers a secluded beach while on a tropical holiday, they quickly realize things are not as they seem when they start to age rapidly, reducing their lives into a single day. Own Old, featuring all new bonus content now on digital, 4K Ultra HD, Blu-ray, and DVD.
Going forward, I guess my number two, and we brought this up, be sure to check out Favorite Sequels of All Time. I believe we did that during season one. And it's just something, again, this goes back to Saba and I, very similar backgrounds, just as far as we are big cinephiles. A lot of great moments in my life have come from movie adventures with family, whether younger or now as a dad with my daughter. I will never forget seeing Terminator 2 with my dad in the theater. Plain and simple. I mean, it is just, it will go down as one of the greatest sequels of all time. It was just visually amazing. And, you know, at that point, you know, we're looking at, where are we at here? 30 year anniversary.
1991.
Yeah, it's in that 30 year anniversary category. I mean, you're talking Schwarzenegger in his prime. Because when he did the first Terminator, he was just kind of coming out of Conan and all that stuff. So we're talking, you know, James Cameron on top of that coming back for it. Eddie, like the introduction to Edward Furlong. I mean, just a classic, great soundtrack, amazing, amazing visuals. We all know James Cameron will hold off as long as humanly possible until he either invents a technology or the technology is out for his vision of these films, which is why it's taken so long to get the next series of Avatar films.
Avatars.
But
he is filming three at once. So.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But yeah. So that one's great. If I got to do another one here in, you know, the 30 year anniversary to me is probably the best of the whole list. And I think, you know, obviously nostalgia for us, but I got to go Boys in the Hood, you know, RIP to John Singleton. But it's just a phenomenal movie of seeing what life is like for a lot of us that did not grow up in the hood at all whatsoever. I mean, it was a visual representation of what NWA, what Ice Cube and Dre and Eazy-E and all those guys were rapping about when they're like, fuck the police and everything else. Like, we actually got to visually see that on screen. I don't want to say it was the first time, but really, I guess, one of the more popularized, you know, versions of seeing what life is like growing up in the inner city.
And not to mention, one of the best memes out there, reoccurring memes out there that happens anytime anybody gets into a verbal battle on Twitter, or like famous people, or somebody does something stupid in real life, a famous person, somebody will post the meme, y'all want to see a dead body, and it'll be the picture of the kids walking up with that person's face on the dead body. So, you know, Boys in the Hood is, it's fucking classic. Ice Cube, obviously, it was sort of his, it was his acting debut. You know, Cuba, the whole story, you know, where his dad, you know, Larry Fish, that's when he was Larry, cutting his hair and telling the story about, you know, having sex with the girl and her grandmama coming home. On you. Yeah, you know, and, you know, obviously, Morris Chestnut, Ricky, you know, that's, that was the first time I can remember, at least, where sort of the hero, the guy, you know, he didn't win in the end.
Right.
You know what I mean? Right. Like, he was supposed to go to USC. He was going to get out. He was going to be this big football star. And because of some bullshit that happened, you know, a week or two before at the party or whatever, you know, that he was the one guy that they remembered. And, you know, he wasn't the one carrying the gun, you know what I mean? Or anything like that. But, yeah, dude, Boys in the Hood obviously spawned a whole genre. Menace to Society, I think, is one that, you know, comes to mind. Obviously, there's plenty, but for sure.
Yeah. Agreed. You know, just kind of going back a little bit, December 7th, coming up, you know, we're in the month of November now. This will probably air right around Thanksgiving. 20-year anniversary of Ocean's 11. To me, just a classic remake of a Rat Pack film. You know, granted, the original film was Sinatra and the boys kind of, you know, singing and dancing their way around a robbery of a casino. A phenomenal cast. You know, obviously it led to two other films and then Ocean's 8 with the ladies' turn on that one. And then, you know, we can't forget December 19th of the 20-year anniversary ones. It was the first Lord of the Rings. So, yeah, they were all filmed back to back to back in New Zealand. Phenomenal franchise, Black Hawk Down. And I think one of my favorites of that 20-year anniversary group has to be Training Day, you know, with Denzel, Ethan Hawke, just a great film, great acting. I think that was Denzel's first Oscar award, if I'm not
mistaken.
I think he won
a supporting actor in Glory.
You might be right on that.
It was his first
lead actor.
Lead actor.
Yeah, great movie. And then, you know, going back.
Hold on. I got one. From the 20th year anniversary. And I'm lucky because you named almost every other one on the list. Look, I love Training Day. Training Day is one of my favorite movies. But I'm going to tell you something. The Royal Tenenbaums is... It's not, you talked about how Kyle doesn't love What About Bob, you know, Royal Tenenbaums and just Wes Anderson in general. He's not for everybody,
right?
But the Royal Tenenbaums, I think, really put Wes Anderson on the map. That whole style of happening in present day, but everybody's sort of dressed like they're in the, from the 70s. Gene Hackman, who plays Royal Tenenbaum, the main character, it's just sort of the story of his family. That movie it's funny, it's smart, it's dark. I mean, it's a Wes Anderson movie, but you talk about the cast, you've got both Wilsons. You got Owen Wilson, who plays, I don't know, like a fucking cowboy actor who's just weird drug addict, like cokehead. And then what's the other? Luke Wilson plays Richie, the bomber, this tennis player who's, you know, coming off a suicide attempt or about to, you know, commit suicide, who's in love with his stepsister, played by Gwyneth Paltrow. And then you have Ben Stiller with the two, Ari and Uzi, the twins, that he dresses exactly like him and he's all fucked up because his wife died in a house fire. Mm-hmm. And Angelica Houston plays the mother. Danny Glover's in it as the boyfriend, and like a line in that movie that's like super racist and you can't really say it now, when he's like, I got my eye on you, Coltrane. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
It's old and it's new and it was fresh at the time. And it catapulted Wes Anderson's whole career. Mm-hmm. And man, like there's so many things about that movie. That's one of those movies we talk about rewatchability. I watch it when it's on. The Richie Tannenbaum character is always a big one at like Halloween. You always see a bomber out there, somebody dressed up as Richie Tannenbaum, but love the Royal Tannenbaums, man. Like it's a fucking great movie. The dog Bailey, the little basset hound, I don't know, love that movie. It's phenomenal.
Hey, excellent choice, my friend. I'm glad that you brought that one up, because I mean, I agree. I think Wes Anderson's at the point to where it's almost like a mystique. Like if you get to be in one of his films, like you're in Tarantino status, you know, you're also in Scorsese status. Like
they like
obviously.
And he uses the same people over and over again. He's big with Edward Norton.
Yep.
He's got a movie at the theaters right now. That's sort of this ode to French something.
Yeah.
But it's an ode to traditional journalism, like newspaper journalism. Yeah. I've heard it's kind of hard to watch. But people say that about all his movies. Exactly. You know what I mean? So look, Royal Tannenbaum's catapulted his career and has made it so he's been able to make a movie every year or every other year for the last 20 years. So yeah.
And anytime you can get Bill Murray on the phone, I mean, because a lot of people don't know this,
Christ, Bill Murray, I forgot Bill Murray's in the movie. Yeah. He plays Margot's husband. Yeah. Raleigh, I can't even remember.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure he's in every single one of his
movies, think he
except,
is
except for the first one, if I'm not mistaken. But yeah, I mean, and a lot of people don't know this, Bill Murray doesn't have an agent. So he literally takes his own calls and does whatever. So I'm sure he's got Wes Anderson on speed dial. And it's just what do you need?
Murray doesn't need fucking agent.
Right, exactly.
You know, like there's probably about 15 or 20 people in Hollywood. Like Meryl, you think Meryl Streep needs a fucking agent?
Right.
You know, you think Meryl Streep even, let me be honest with you. When's the last time you think Meryl Streep read a fucking script? Okay. Like, actually, let me rephrase that. Auditioned, like she like had to like you know there's about 20 Denzel, Meryl Streep, Leo. They get the roles they want. Anyway, Bill Murray's in that list.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. Not that he has the audition, but the fact that he's just probably, like I said, has Wes Anderson on speed dial. Like, hey, Bill, I need you for this. I mean, Isle of Dogs, like even the animated films, he just knocks it out of the
Fantastic park. Mr. Fox was great. Yeah, who Meryl exactly. Streep. And Clooney were big in that. Norton was in that one. Ed Norton was in that one. Yeah, dude, he's great. Anyway, that set it off. Love the Royal Tannenbaums.
From Academy Award-winning director Tom McCarthy comes the mesmerizing and emotionally powerful suspense film Stillwater. Starring Academy Award winner Matt Damon, Camille Cotton, and Abigail Breslin, experience the edge-of-your-seat story that critics are calling brilliant. Own Stillwater now on digital and Blu-ray, which includes all new exclusive bonus content not seen in theaters.
Hey, that's a good one. For the 25-year anniversary, you know, as far as rewatchability, a lot of these films are on that list. I mean, we're talking Happy Gilmore, From Dusk Till Dawn, Fargo, The Rock. I think The Rock was the first one where I was like, besides Arizona, the film with Nick
Raising King. Arizona.
Raising Arizona. You know, which I loved. I think that was the first time where I'm like, all right, you know, Nick Cage is definitely on my radar. The Cable Guy, which actually did not get rave reviews. I just love that movie. I love Matthew Broderick. Of course, love Jim Carrey. I can watch that all day long. Independence Day, which was, you know, pretty much Will Smith's coming out party. I think that led to his streak of, you know, consecutive summer blockbuster films.
Yeah.
And then again, That Thing You Do, Tom Hanks, that's a feel good movie for me. I love the shit out of it. Swingers, another one written by Jon Favreau. You got Vince Vaughn in there. Great cast, great story. It's not a long film. If you haven't watched Swingers, please go see it. Scream, which for all of us was right around, you know, sophomore, junior, senior year. It was, I believe, senior year for me, maybe. But, you know, just a great, really, really solidly done horror slash thriller for that time. And then last but not least, probably, I guess, to me would be the most underrated film in this list would be The Long Kiss Goodnight with Samuel Jackson and
Gina Davis.
And Gina Davis. Really, really good. Kind of James Bondish, Jason Bourne-ish.
It's Jason Bourne. I mean, it is
Jason Bourne.
Yeah.
So that you know, the 25 year ones definitely left a mark on me. Just to kind of recap the list, 40 year anniversaries, we got Raiders of the Lost Ark, American Werewolf in London, like I mentioned earlier, and then for 50 year anniversaries, Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, and then A Clockwork Orange, which I do love Stanley Kubrick films. It is literally the definition of what goes around comes around.
Yeah.
If you have enough time to watch it, I suggest you do, but it is out there. It is way ahead of its time. And it has a little bit as they like to say, the ultra violent.
Yeah. Doing another remake of Willy Wonka with an origin story with Timothy Chalamet is the Wonka character. And
that is going to do it for us on our annual movie anniversary episode. We hope you enjoyed. What are some of your favorite movies on that list? We would love to know. Before we start doing the end credits and all that fun stuff, Saba, what is going to be coming up here? Again, this is going to air right around Thanksgiving, but what's coming up towards the end of the year for Water Cooler Podcast?
Yeah, this is a big time of the year for us. When the NFL's going, we pretty much are the same show week to week, where we just kind of talk about the previous week, we'll talk about all the games that just happened the day or two before, then we'll preview the upcoming week. We'll talk about college football. We sprinkle a little NBA in there because the NBA is obviously up and going. So, listen in. Every week we throw a little wrinkle in there, talk about something different. This week we did contender or pretender. So, it's about the halfway point of the NFL season. We talked about the teams that we think are real contenders, teams that, we think are a little bit of pretenders. And, look, Luke's really good at bringing advanced metrics and statistics to the table. Whereas me, I just kind of talk about what I see. I watch a lot of football. I see a lot of games. They just unveiled the first college football ranking. They did it during the show. So we had live reaction to that this week. So every week's a little bit different, but you can expect sort of a weekly recap and a preview of what's coming. So at WC Sports Pod, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, like, follow, and subscribe. We got new shows that come out every week. It's Tuesday, Wednesday-ish. Sometimes we'll creep into Thursday. It just kind of depends on what's happened that week, who's playing on Monday Night Football and those kinds of things. We're on the Believe Podcast Network, so you can find us there. And we are presented by the one and only betonline.ag, is the same as the great Zero Dark Nerdy. So check us out. October was our best month yet. So big shout out, big thanks to everybody who's been there from the beginning. We've been doing this for, 2.5 years at this point. Just keep listening. So at WC Sports Pod, the water cooler.
There you go. To all of our listeners out there, whether Zero Dark Nerdy, whether WC Sports Pod, we appreciate all your listens. Be sure to like, subscribe, follow, tell your friends about us. We're going to have more contests and giveaways. We have one going on right now for a digital copy of the movie Old, M. Night Shyamalan's new film. We have these contests going on at least once a month. We're going to be throwing some of that love, obviously, over to the water cooler as well. All you got to do is be sure to like us on Instagram and then, just be on the lookout for the post. As soon as we do a contest alert, it's very simple. You just got to, whatever it is, as far as a comment, tag a couple friends. You could win movies just like that.
I got all kinds of Odell Beckham Browns gear that I'm that will be given away. I got a signed OBJ jersey. I got a Odell Beckham Funko Pop. All that stuff's going. We'll be raffling all that off.
So there you go. There
we don't need that anymore.
Well, on behalf of everyone from Zero Dark Nerdy, thank you so much for listening. Again, big shout out to our sponsors: Believe, BetOnline.ag, Four Saints Brewing out in Asheboro, F45 on Lawndale Drive. If you're looking for a fantastic workout, you get a week for free. Be sure to reach out to the crew over at F45 on Lawndale Drive for those of you that live in Greensboro, North Carolina. And that's going to do it for us. Again, like, subscribe, follow, all that fun stuff. And we look forward to catching up with you next time. Peace.
Peace.
Awesome, brother.
Yeah! Victory!
And anger management?
Fuck anger management.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.